Little Manfred by Michael Morpurgo. Read by Daniel Philpott. Part 1. The sea was 10 minutes away from the farm, no more. So there was hardly a day of my life that I didn't go down to the beach. It was my favourite place to escape to. Farm chores were definitely not my idea of fun, except bottle-feeding lambs or calves. But if there were sheds to muck out, and there always were, I'd make myself scarce, quick as a twig, and run off down to the beach. The trouble was that as soon as he was old enough, Alex would always follow me. Alex was my little brother, and he talked a lot. He was 7 by this time. I was 12, and liked to do my thinking and my sulking on my own. But wherever I went, he went. And wherever we went, Manny came with us. Oh, that's Manfred, our black and white sheepdog. We'd go swimming in the sea in summer, all 3 of us. We'd chase the gulls whenever we saw them ganging up on the oyster catchers. We'd skim stones if the sea was calm enough. 26 bounces was my record. Alex had only ever managed 2. Whatever we did, wherever we went, the 3 of us were always together. All our friends thought Manfred was a funny sort of a name for a dog. Apparently, I called him after our toy dog, Little Manfred, a wooden dachshund, painted brown, with red wheels. Mum had played with him when she was little. Then I'd had him to play with for a while, and now he belonged to Alex. Only Alex was...